These two have known each other since nursery. They were best friends all through primary school, and everyone thought they would be that way forever. But around the time Casey and Genevieve moved up to secondary school, something went wrong between them. The reason is hard to say. I am not sure they could even pin it down for themselves, but today, if they pass in the school corridor, there is that awkward feeling that comes from having once been friends, but no longer being so. Casey and Genevieve's lives have taken very different paths. I'm going to tell you their stories because they make really clear the dangers and the hopes of girlhood today. Casey's story. Let's meet Casey first. On first impression, Casey seems a very grown-up 17-year-old. She wears carefully applied makeup and ultra-fashionable clothes, and she speaks fast and in a clear voice. This much confidence in a teenager may be quite genuine, but if you know young people well, you might wonder if Casey has possibly become too old too soon. And there is something else that you might notice. It's in her manner. Her expression is world-weary. When she speaks,